There is a lot happening in the ESA world these days, mostly on the regulatory front. So a couple of the changes that have taken place so far during the late spring, or first half of the summer. First thing was we saw a repeal of the definition of habitat. That definition was written under the Trump administration, and it was written to comply with a Supreme Court case where the Supreme Court ruled that in order to be designated critical habitat, an area of land first has to be habitat, meaning it can support one or more life phases of a particular species. Sounds pretty self-explanatory, but it makes a big difference because now that the definition has been repealed by the Biden administration, it opens the door to introduce species in areas where ecologically it makes no sense. If you don't have those guardrails on what counts as critical habitat, you could, for example, have polar bears on the National Mall. You could have wolves in Maine. You could have bison, who knows where. So it's a big problem from our point of view because, in our opinion, habitat listings should be based on the conditions on the ground, the present conditions, and what can realistically be done for species conservation in the now. The Biden administration's approach has been to project into the future and imagine 10, 50, 100, 1,000 years from now, due to things like climate change or invasive species, where could we hypothetically want to put a species in the future? In our opinion, legislating or regulating based on what's going to happen in 1,000 years when there are real economic impacts for a cattle producer today is not the right way to go about that.